That's what it says in today's papers.
Anne Enright's eloquent and powerful writing, fiercely individual voice and unyielding commitment to her craft combined to make her the preeminent choice. That was Taoiseach Enda Kenny yesterday naming Anne Enright as the inaugural laureate for Irish fiction. That report from Lawrence Mackin in the Irish Times. And on the role itself, Enright said, "It's there to be made. The Arts Council and the committee see it as a sharpening of the kind of work that Irish writers are already engaged in, because you do an amount of cultivating the tradition one way or another." And a letter writer to the Times is also showing a literary streak this morning. Commenting on the verbal abuse aimed at the President, Brian Ahern from Dublin 15 says, "I hope poetry will help Michael D. Higgins to see that the worst are full of passionate intensity." Then there's the Irish Daily Mail describing the snow as 50 shades of white. "Now is the winter of our discontent," it says, "and it's here for a while. Snow limits," says the Irish Daily Star, where Senan Hogan promises that the worst may be yet to come. "Snow escape," says the Irish Daily Mirror. "Ireland was last night warned to brace itself for an extreme wintry blast as snowstorms battled the country." "Women now drink as much as men." That's the banner headline across the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. But read on, and it's a survey of college students by UCC PhD candidate Martin Daverin. Owen English says these findings have again led to calls for the government to reconsider a ban on sports alcohol sponsorship. "Shatter asked for exclusion from Dáil inquiry" is the headline for the Times. Fiach Kelly reporting that the former Minister for Justice, Alan Shatter, asked Ceann Comhairle, Sean Barrett, to exclude his handling of claims made by whistleblower Sergeant Maurice McCabe from an inquiry into allegations of Garda malpractice. The lead story for The Star from Patrick O'Connell says boxer Matthew Macklin has told of his terror after armed Gardaí raided an apartment he was staying in yesterday. "It was like something you'd see in a film," he said. "We were caught up in this completely innocently. I'm over here to take part in a charity gig." Nicky's million euro flop, says the Irish Sun. Ken Sweeney reporting that RTE is to revamp its million euro challenge game show after just 2 weeks and a loss of 200,000 viewers. Host Nicky Byrne has been praised for his presentation skills, but Montrose chiefs are desperate to find a new format to halt sliding ratings, it says. Another PPS bungle over Irish water is the lead story for the Mail, which says that PPS numbers will have to be handed over if families want to claim their €100 water conservation grant. Neil Michael says the government was last night accused of making this up as it goes along. The paper's editorial says the coalition has blundered aimlessly from one crisis to another, to another. The coalition also makes a lead for the Irish Independent, with Aer Lingus sale in jeopardy as coalition unease grows. It says the deal has been met with an extraordinary level of opposition from government TDs, and the paper's editorial concludes the national interest of the airline and the country as a whole will be better served by the government maintaining its stake in this vital piece of national infrastructure. Finally, wrong there, Michael. It's a pretty awful way to be judging women. That's Alison O'Connor in The Examiner, commenting on Deputy Michael Lowry's note to the Taoiseach, where he sought the reappointment of Valerie O'Reilly to the National Transport Authority. "Why can't I simply dismiss it as harmless and something to be expected from men of that generation?" she asks. And she goes on to argue for the importance of representing one half of the entire population of the country, the female half, in the Oireachtas, in boardrooms and in broadcasting. The Broadcasting Authority of Ireland supports a number of initiatives, she says, but in truth, we are simply throwing buns at elephants until we introduce a quota system for current affairs coverage. Until then, we'll keep freshening up the lipstick and wondering, did we simply miss the bus on the liposuction?
Valerie, thank you.